Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. We opened the day with an issue that is haunting America, and you don't hear enough about it. We hear about so much superfluous information. We're going to talk about the issue of obesity in children and what a huge problem it is. We are fortunate to have joining us here this morning Dr. Vincent N. Cefalu, C-E-F-A-L-U. Dr. Vincent Cefalu, Sr., he's a medical doctor. He's performed over 1,500 autopsies. My God, I couldn't do one of them. And the name of his book is A Young Person's Guide to Healthy Eating and Longevity. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. His website is drvincentcefalu.com. Doctor, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. How are you doing today?
Oh, please call me Stu, please.
Okay, Stu.
It sounds like you're ready to perform an autopsy when you call me Mr. Taylor.
Not really.
All right. You wrote the book, and I always like people who write books based upon their personal experience. You had a serious problem with weight, and was that the precipitating factor in you writing the book?
Well, yes. It really took me a long time to finally decide to do what I really wanted to do, which was write a book based on what I witnessed throughout my years of having been a family practice physician and coroner. Okay, and I wanted to let young people know exactly what obesity does to the human body. Because, you know, I suffered a stroke in 1999, and I had to retire because of being over 420 pounds, and this was combined with stress. So I explained how obesity and stress are killers. And I also wanted to educate youngsters in regards to the many other dangers around us, some that we know about and others that most people just aren't aware of.
Yeah, I'm just going to interject. I'll make this quick, but I was on a cruise to the Bahamas a week and a half ago. I was in shock. There were 3,400 people on the cruise. I am not exaggerating when I say there had to be 60% of those people who were grossly obese, just shoveling food down their throats morning, noon, and night, and a lot of young people. It's incomprehensible. How serious is the problem?
Oh, it's a very serious problem. I mean, obesity is the number one killer today. Well, first of all, I'll say stress and, you know, guilt. The nervous problems, but obesity, other than this, is number one by itself. It causes type 2 diabetes. You won't live long if you're massively obese. And, like, you know, I lost 272 pounds in 10 months, and I literally ate myself into having atherosclerosis. And had I really trained myself dietarily speaking in the 30s or 40s, I wouldn't have that problem today. But it's a very, very serious problem, especially among children. You know, you hear adults say, oh, go ahead and eat this now, you know, and we'll worry about dieting tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. I mean, they get bigger and bigger. And like you said, you just stand by and notice people today. And like you said, well over 60% of them are morbidly obese. And they're just, like you said, they're on the boat stuffing their faces. but nobody seems to.
And it's not just stuffing their faces. Tons of salt, tons of fat, tons of cholesterol. There's nothing wrong with stuffing your face with fruit and vegetables and occasionally fish. But this is just gone beyond the pale here. There are a lot of diet books out. What are some of the distinctions between your book and others? And what's the special message you have for young people who want to avoid not only, as you mentioned, diabetes, but stroke, heart trouble, cancer, you name it, you can get it.
Unlike other books, you know, where the writers give information based on what they learned or what they heard from other sources, okay, I give conclusions based on my personal experiences. And like you said, my having performed over 1,500 autopsies, I saw firsthand what overeating did to the body since I know what it did to me. And then besides that, in my book, I mentioned all the other things around us, like radiation, that are causing problems. There's no doubt that we are being denied a lot of harmful information that's coming out regarding all kind of products and drugs around us. And let me give you some examples. Birth control pills, they're literally killing our females. You know, they're causing cancer more than you ever thought. Energy drinks are causing more death than we're being told. You know, my book is different in that I explain certain physiological processes that occur in our body so that I will be able to relate as to why certain things happen. For example, I explain why it's difficult to lose weight, why we become overweight, how overeating causes type 2 diabetes, and why certain things must be done in order to prevent consequences from obesity.
You know, you mentioned five dangerous products. You list energy drinks. You just mentioned, which surprised me, birth control pills. What are the other pills? What are the other most dangerous products?
Well, number one is by far the energy drinks. You know, I explain in my book why I feel that energy drinks are killing more people, you know, than we're led to believe. Today, let's face it, athletes are taking them during sports activities, and they're having all kind of heart problems, sometimes causing death. But we're not being told the real cause. It's actually being blamed on other things. How many times in the news today you hear about young people having a heart attack or a stroke, and the underlying problem is really all the energy drinks? But we're not being told this. So I explain in my book exactly why I feel this way. Number two on my list, like I said, the birth control pills, estrogen and the progesterone. I saw too much. I mean, it's very, whether you get cancer or not, in the female is going to be dependent on how many birth control pills you took at a younger age. The more you took, the more cancer you're going to have later on. I can promise you that. Thirdly on my list are like the testosterone and the anabolic steroids, which are young men use for muscle building. You know, these are the male hormones, and they are used to treat hormone deficiencies, and that's on a legitimate basis. But they're being overused today. You know, they're totally out of control for these people that want to, you know, build up their muscles. And as the push for stronger athletes increases, this problem is going to get worse. And fourth on my list are the laxatives. I mean, they are a disaster. People are getting depletion of electrolytes. They're becoming severely dehydrated as a result. And this is causing all kinds of heart problems. Now, of course, especially in the elderly, but it does happen to young people far too often. And then lastly on my list are the nose drops, the Afrin type, also neosinephrine, and also the steroids.
Really? Nose drops?
Yes, nose drops. Of course, the pseudoephedrine type, you know, the Afrin, the Nielsen, they are much worse than the steroid drops and sprays. But they're
both. This is you're really coming up with some profound examples, and we have a tendency to prescribe the use of prescription drugs, fad diets, and it seems to be counterproductive, doesn't it?
Well, yes. But see, what I recommend is, you know, let a doctor decide when you need these type of preparations. That way he can limit you, he can watch over you, make sure you don't get on the hand. But what's happening is that, you know, these are not prescription. You can get them over the counter. People are using them in excess, especially young people. They're becoming hooked on them. I mean, they are addicting. And there's no way out. And most people are hiding their dependency. They're either too ashamed to say or what, and eventually they suffer some type of serious physical harm.
Dr. Cefalu, I want to interject. We only have a couple of minutes to go here. We saw the recent news, the shocking news about Flint, Michigan and our polluted water. I would think that this is a major catastrophic issue that we're facing.
Well, yes. You know, I picked up this problem a long time ago, like years ago. I have always felt that drinking water was a serious threat to everyone. And in my book, I explain in detail the problem involving the parasites, such as the amoeba, which are the, one-celled organisms, bacteria, all types of viruses that can cause very serious things, such as encephalopathy, that can be fatal. And then, of course, the heavy metals, such as lead and iron, which are very commonly present.
But I want you to just give us no, I know you can't do this in a minute, but we've got about a minute. What is the proper diet? What kind of specific advice can you give?
Well, okay, regarding my diet, in my book I give all the healthy tips. I give you stay away from the MSG, you stay away from salt. You know, you eat things in moderation, but some of the packaged meats I explained, I give on, look, they say there are some good carbohydrates. There are some good fats. In fact, some diets promote eating fats in order to be healthy. In my book, I state there are no good fats. There are no good carbohydrates. If you eat a lot of vegetables, you take a multivitamin and mineral supplement every day, you will get more than enough of the essential fatty acids and more than enough of the carbohydrates that you actually need.
All right. Stay on. It's terrific. I really recommend this book, A Young Person's Guide to Healthy Eating and Longevity, Dr. Vincent Cefalu, Author House. It's been great having you on. Stay with us.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
I want to address a couple of issues here. Yesterday I was really kind of disgusted. I'm disgusted today at what's going on in our political process. Instead of focusing on the real issues at hand, all the tremendous problems we now have to overcome, so many of them accentuated by Barack Obama. You can say anything you want. Anybody who wants to call in here and debate me on it, you can do it. It's 888-205-2263. It's become an almost impossible burden, and now you've got childish candidates battling it out instead of attacking what they should be, which are the international problems facing us and the potential threat of Hillary Clinton. I really don't know what to say about this, except that I guess I do, that it's a disgrace. We now have the political candidates, if you want to consider Kasich a political candidate, why don't you just go away, John Kasich? It's not that I detest you. I don't think you're, you know, some people you just can't stand. I just can't stand John Kasich. Would I vote for him against Hillary Clinton? I'd be out 5 a.m. voting for him against Hillary Clinton. I always have to qualify that because this is the mistake that most people make. I hate this one. If Hillary's president, Hillary will be president. You don't understand. You ever have a situation where things are bad and you think, how can I make them better, but you never think they can get worse? They can get a lot worse, and they will. They will if Hillary Rotten Clinton becomes president. It's mind-boggling. I just don't know whether it's as bad as Obama. I don't know how anything could be worse. Obama's achieved almost every goal he set out to accomplish through circumventing the law, upholding the justice system, completely flip-flopping our Constitution, and he's going to continue to try to do this. As he dares go out and criticizes the press and praises himself, as he's done for 7 years, I mean, he's too cool for me. He's Mr. Cool every minute. And has, you know, I'm just going to say I don't think he has any concern for this country whatsoever. So what happens with Trump and Cruz and this whole thing with Trump's campaign manager involved in that escapade with Michelle Fields, former Breitbart reporter? It's much to do about nothing. I have been part of the press, and I'll tell you the first time it happened to me, and I was really ticked off. And then I realized this is what it's all about. When you're in a situation, I was doing sports radio, and I can't remember where it was. It was some big affair, and I had an interview with Red Auerbach, who later came on my show and spent an hour talking about his book, MBAs for Basketball. Great interview. I mean, fascinating guy. And I was about, and I know Mike will be interested to hear this, and Mike, who produces my shows here, will understand, since he's very high profile in the media, but behind the scenes. I was interviewing Red Auerbach, and I was thinking, wow, you know, this is great. And suddenly I get absolutely pushed aside, and a microphone gets shoved right in his face and rudely interrupted. I'm just blanking out here for a minute, Mike. Dick Stockton's wife.
Leslie Visser.
Leslie Visser. I mean, she just basically pushed me out of the way. I mean, this stuff happens. It happens all the time. Am I right, Mike? It happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So I learned from this experience. And in the 90s, I was doing the color for the I think it was the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Chicago Blackhawks. Yeah, for the was it the Flyers? No, I think it was the Penguins for the Stanley Cup Finals. And I remember the Leslie Visser incident. And Tom Barrasso was the winning goalie. And I ended up running down four flights of stairs in Chicago Stadium after being screamed at. Because, you don't stand up and block anybody's view. They threaten to throw you over the barrier there. And I ran downstairs, and it was one of the major networks interviewing, just about to interview Tom Barrasso. And I stood right in front, pushed him out of the side, shoved the microphone in the face, and bang, I got the interview. I wasn't arrested for harassment. It wasn't a felony or a misdemeanor. It was just how this game is played, and you can do it and still gain people's respect as long as you do it within certain boundaries. And I remember it wasn't even an elevator. I had a run-up, huffing and puffing, four flights of stairs, and it was an exciting moment for me then. That we were basically the first one to get a cut of that interview, as I interviewed Tom Barrasso. So what happened here in Jupiter, Florida? There were mistakes on both sides. I'll just tell you what the mistakes are. It's not even a matter of opinion. Michelle Field, and she was caught saying off the mic that something that was just no big deal. I have to change my story. In my estimation, she's nothing. I started to say something else, and I don't want. I'll end up with a problem here. It was disgraceful. Happens all the time, and I saw the videos over and over and over again. Corey Lewandowski, yeah, I mean, he went overboard, but, you know, sometimes you have to react in a moment, and I'm thinking, well, I got to protect the guy, and the Secret Service isn't here, and you just reach out. And there was nothing to it. And then is the case, as Trump said, and I'm not defending Donald Trump because I'm going to get on him in a moment here, too, where she is perhaps clutching or ready to touch. You don't touch these people. You just don't touch. You don't touch the woman. Although, in a moment of concern and panic, I understand what happened. It wasn't a big deal. And then Trump came back and he's defending what looks to be somewhat of a contrary situation with the videos. But this is what Donald Trump does. And there was all they had to be was an apology. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to touch you. It was a moment of hysteria there, and I had to make sure that I could react in order to ensure the safety of Trump, and Trump could come on and apologize. I don't think, honestly, my opinion is he shouldn't suspend or fire Lewandowski either. But this is, and this goes on and on and on, and I keep changing the stations and going to different networks. And I'm thinking, this is the crap we're dealing with when we've got ISIS beheading people, when we've got our financial system threatening to suffer another big collapse this year, just talk to the experts like my friend Peter Schiff, when we've got an educational system that's in disarray, when we're dealing with an immigration system. This is what we're doing. Let me sum it up by saying this is the stupidity of the United States, the media, our politicians. We have become a really stupid country. I'm not taking that back. I'll continue after a break.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car. running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, we're back. Sorry if I ran over a little bit. I always get into these conversations with Mike, and it's great to be back, but it's kind of thoroughly frustrating to talk about the elections because, you know, I would come on here and I'd trump up Trump, and I'd talk about cruising down the river with Ted Cruz, and, you know, either one of them you can't go wrong, and I still think in a sense you can't go wrong, but I'm starting to get a little bit fed up with this because this isn't where we're really at. And what Trump is going to do is he's not going to lose his followers. You can label him as a bully. And yeah, he can be tough and he counterpunches and he doesn't like to apologize. And then there's a soft side to him. I don't know whether there was a soft side to all these despots. You notice I didn't mention any because as soon as I do, they'll say, well, you're comparing Trump, and I'm not. This is what the media does. This is the evil, I say evil, the evil part of the media. Now, honestly, I'm not trying to. Maybe I am, separate myself from everyone in the media or most people in the media. I've always taken pride in the fact that I said what I believe. I may say it with emotion, but I don't think, gee, how can I embellish this story or how can I take sound bites, you know, which is what the media does better than anything else. You say something, they'll take a sound bite. I'll give you an example that just came to my mind. Trump talking about Mexicans crossing the border and, you know, they're either drug dealers, they bring a disease, they're rapists, they're this. And the media immediately turns around. I mean, like people like Anderson Cooper, and I can't stand Anderson Cooper, and other people. And they say, well, he said this about all Mexicans, or he said this about bringing in all of them. He never said that. They just pass it out, and by the time the media, you know, the average person, duh. First of all, the average person, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, is consumed with their own personal lives and how to make a living, how to support a family. This stuff is paramount in my mind to people who tread the political waters. So I understand that. But the media capitalizes on it, and they have a responsibility to the American public and the sense of true journalism, and they don't fulfill that responsibility. Now, there are changes that, you know, that are made. Some of the changes made are based upon ratings and advertisers, because this is what rules the world. I believe this is what took Rupert Murdoch, Roger Ailes, and Fox much more toward the center. I mean, Fox is still the only viable network to watch. But I have lost a lot of respect for Fox. And to say, well, whom do you like? I love Kimberly, and I'm not picking a high-profile person. Kimberly Guilfoyle, I love her. Eric Bowling, I like him. Sean Hannity, I like him. Maybe the best on there is Judge Jean Pirro. They have held to their tenets. The others have wavered. They've modified. Now, I can't say this for sure. I can say that I know a lot more about Fox than most people. I think. You see how I'm couching my words? I think there are innuendos. And from the stories that I've heard, that, you know, just take it a little bit to the center. That's why Glenn Beck is gone. Yeah, he's a fruitcake. He's a nutcake. But he's gone. He's gone for that particular reason. Now, I may be wrong about this. I may be right about it. I don't know. I'm an MSNBC hater, and I'm trying to think of the names. Melissa Harris Perry, of course, is gone. She is just, I mean, she's just over the top. I mean, I'd have to rate her with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and somebody. I mean, she's just extraordinary. She doesn't know it. They're so jaded. They're so prejudiced. They're so discriminative. When she says on television, I can think of a thousand things. I don't want to dedicate any part of a segment to Melissa Harris Perry. She's gone. But when somebody came on being interviewed, a very upstanding person, and he talked about how hard work will help you out, she said she resented the terminology hard work. She's black because she grew up black, and she sees pictures of slaves on the wall, and they were categorized as working hard. We should ban that terminology. This is why we like Trump. Because he doesn't give a blank's blank. And that's a powerful emotion to feed. And just recently I've started to, well, I'm in the media business. All right, I'll take an aspirin. I'll take a Rolaid, and I'll sit there and I'll watch MSNBC. And I can't come up with the names of all of them, but if they seem, I know they got rid of jerks like Chris Hayes. He may have a show, or Lawrence O'Neill is on late at night. You still got the terrible Rachel Maddow and others, but I've kind of noticed that some of the show hosts, I can't name one of them, they have women on in the afternoon. It seems to be an improvement, and I think the MSNBC realized that. Back when, and I was involved in having more television appearances than I have now, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know, been there, done it. It's great. It's fun. It's, you know, it's okay. I was called by Fox to schedule a date. And this happens, I got to tell you, this happens so much, as Mike will tell you, in radio and television, that things are canceled. Hey, I was supposed to be on the cover of Newsweek for a Saturday Night Fever many years ago. I came within one day of that. And Newsweek magazine had 6 hours at my office taking pictures of me. And then a story fell through. You know, stuff happens. I get canceled out by an AOL Time Warner story. That's maybe my biggest regret in the media. Man, I'd love to have that. I'd love to have about 1,000 copies of Newsweek with me. I was still in there, but not on the cover. There's nothing like being on there. There was nothing like being on the cover. Yeah, so I have my own personal grievances. But I got called by Fox. And they wanted to know if I'd be willing to debate Rachel Maddow, and I said, absolutely. And, you know, back then, here's the Republican analyst and the strategist and the Democrat strategist. And you know what they do? They scream at each other. Now, Rachel Maddow, you know, with all due respect, has become a pro. I don't like any of her views, but she's a pro, and she's smart, and she's learned the ropes. I mean, first of all, if you do television long enough, you know, you learn the game if you don't get thrown out. Same thing on radio. It's a guy who does sports here, and I'll ask Mike to remind me during a break. When he first started out, he was terrible. He's now absolutely superb. You hear him on the radio. I've told him, I've seen him and his family. I can't believe how terrific you've become after the way you used to be, and you couldn't make it in a Boston state. I'm not going to mention his name. So I get called to debate Rachel Maddow, and it's either yes or no. You don't set conditions with the networks. Now, what I did not like, and honestly, I mean, I'm not intimidated. I wasn't intimidated then, and I wouldn't be intimidated right now if I were put in that kind of a situation, because this is what I do. And I said, I'll be happy to come on. And I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to go on Fox to debate Rachel Maddow. She said, of course, who's Rachel Maddow? And it's going to be another one of those screaming things. I can't stand them when I watch them. It's not as bad today. But, you know, they would scream over each other. It still happens. I can't stand it. That was canceled, by the way, because some other big story came up. And it's okay. That doesn't bother me. The Newsweek things, the Newsweek story bothers me, I must tell you. So this is what's going on right now, and we have lost our way. I mean, it's become god-awful, if I can use that expression, what's going on in politics. And, you know, sitting by the sidelines rejoicing, that witch, that Satan, that despicable human being who should be in prison, Hillary Clinton. I don't care about her personal life. When it comes to this, her personal life is a disgrace. The stories that I've heard probably are verifiable or unbelievable. I'm not going to even get into it. It's been going over for 25 years. She is a terrible human being. And yet she's sitting by there because Bernie Sanders ain't going to win this. And he's done, other than the email thing, a pretty darn good job of running this campaign. He's nobody's fool, Bernie Sanders. He can't win it. Nobody, first of all, the Democrat Party wouldn't let Bernie Sanders win it. Almost everybody's in the bag for Hillary. She's sitting there and watching this going on between Cruz and Trump and wondering about a broken convention. And she's just got to be sucking it up and loving it, her and her despicable husband, Bill Clinton. This is what it's all come to. About all I can do to talk about this right now. We're going to get to a much lighter subject when we come back from the break. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
All right, we return with really an interesting story. You know, when I shouldn't say every once in a while an interesting story comes by. It comes by frequently, but I love this one. And it's a book written by Anthony Neil Warren Sr. It's The Life and Times of Dr. John Dilla. Is it pronounced how or ho?
How.
I'm sorry?
How.
How, okay.
Like
the book is published by Tate Publishing. And it's available. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome. Congratulations, Anthony. And tell us about the book and how you came to write this fascinating story.
Well, when Dr. Delahaye died in 1797, he left all his property, 2,600 acres, to be used as a school for a manual training for poor boys and poor girls, which is still going on today. It's kind of like an orphanage. And my wife and I both graduated from there. And having lived in Charleston just about all my life, it was a pretty natural match. I just started doing research and made an outline and wrote the book. And very little has been said about this guy, but several hundred thousands of children, especially in South Carolina, has been serviced by that school, and like I say, it's still ongoing, taking care of the needs of underprivileged children in South Carolina.
I love this. I love a story like this, and especially the fact that it's still going and people are benefiting. And of course, people can say, well, he owned slaves. He had 14 slaves. He treated them like family, didn't he? I know he had to move with him. His wife wouldn't go with him. I mean, strange happenings. So he had to take a friend of his, Rebecca, and kind of built this up on the 2,600 acres. It's a strange story.
Well, it's a true story. Like I say, everything in there is documented. He was a judge and a surgeon in Charleston, and he came in 1764 was the earliest record I have of him in Charleston. But he stayed throughout the Revolutionary War, and he tried not to take sides. He didn't care if England won or the United States won, but eventually, toward the last part of the war, he did take sides to become an American patriot. And and that pretty well saved him. He presented invoices for what he had treated the American soldiers, and they paid him, and that's what he used to buy the land with. And he named his plantation Lethe, which is one of the five rivers of hell. If you could drink of the waters of Lethe, all your past would be obliterated. And so he just said he wanted to get out of the war-torn area and get on his plantation and live out the rest of his life in peace and harmony, and that's what he did.
Anthony, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Are there other stories like this that you know of that haven't been quite uncovered and put into print? I love these kind of, you know, and I'm just giving it a very general and broad classification. Do you know of any other stories, perhaps even another one you might want to write?
Not right offhand. The next book I'm starting to write now is about the annex that the children played. When I went there, they had 120 boys and 120 girls, and the boys all the time played tricks on each other, and the life and times of the kids there. And everybody had a horror story about their childhood, because a lot of them were abandoned, others were abused in different circumstances, but we pretty well had each other, and we still maintain family-like friendships over the years.
This book, it's more than just a simple story. I mean, it's got everything in it, hasn't it? Intrigue, mystery, romance. How would you classify the book?
It's a historical novel. Everything in it is true, but I had to fill the gaps in with, you know, what I thought would have happened, and knowing the man and we've done three archaeological digs out there, and we found 30,000 artifacts, and we can pretty well piece together what his plantation looked like. And as a matter of fact, I've gone out there and found all the structures and made an interpretive trail out of the original home site, 130 acres there. We found 26 buildings. And he was he lived in comfort. He the last years of his life were him and Rebecca, his best friend and confidant. They lived in real great circumstances, I say. Now, his wife, Ann, she owned a plantation on Daniels Island, and she was kind of Charleston aristocracy, and she just refused to go to the backcountry back then. It was just wilderness. So he ended up taking his best friend with him.
Yeah, how difficult was it to research this book? How intense? How long did it take you?
Well, I ended up with about 20 years of research, but most of it was done in about 3 years. Back then, when I did original research, they didn't have the computers that we have today, and I had to look up microfilm. I read 50 years of newspapers and things like that to get all the articles. He was a judge and also a surgeon, so there were a lot of records and a lot of property changed hands, and I had to interpret all that. So it was a lot of fun. It was a labor of love, because the school pretty well saved me, and I don't know where I'd be today without it. And there's, just like I say, thousands of children that were in my circumstances that were helped by the school. So it wasn't that difficult. When I first started, I'd write the superintendent of the school and show him what I had found, and it became very interesting to everybody. And so eventually I just did an outline, and I ended up writing a book in 30 days.
Wow. Have you had any previous experience in writing? What is your background?
Well, actually, my background's in engineering. I have a degree from Georgia Tech and also from other degrees. But
all right, I want to thank you so much. The Life and Times of Dr. John De La Howe, which is written by Anthony Neil Warren Sr., published by Tate Publishing. Thank you for joining us, and I thank everyone out there for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,